to apply love in daily life. He says, loving others is principally an attitude of mind. And the way in which we express it depends upon the needs, wishes, and situation of each individual, as well as our karmic connection with them. So what is appropriate for one person is not appropriate for the other. It doesn't mean our mind changes. We love everybody equally, but our way of relating, our way of behaving, changes according to our best judgment. What is the most appropriate way to help this person? So, finally, Geshe-la says, we cannot physically care for everyone, but we can develop a caring attitude towards all living beings. This is the main point of training the mind, Lojong. This is the main point. How beautiful is this advice? We cannot physically care for everyone, but we can develop a caring attitude towards all living beings. So, there's a few things come up here, and we can meditate on these in a moment. The most important thing to my mind is that from my meditation, gradually I'm developing a different way of thinking, a different way of looking at the world, a different way of feeling about things, including myself, and therefore a different way of engaging in my relationships with others. This is a beautiful world. This is a beautiful world. You won't read about this world in the newspapers, on the internet. Nobody at school will tell you about this world. This is a precious world that our venerable spiritual guide has introduced us to. We can live in that world. But because we interact with people who think differently from us and see things differently, then we have to be skillful. Most important thing for a bodhisattva, don't be awkward. Don't challenge people through your actions. Don't make people feel uncomfortable. Remain natural. So as we just fit in, just slip into society like a hand slips into a glove. Of course, avoid any excessive non-virtuous action, but just relate to people in a peaceful way according to social conventions. Remain natural while changing your aspiration inside. Everything's changing. We're in a completely different world inside, and we hope that through our example and through our actions, we can gradually lead people to discover that beautiful world. But we have to find a way to bring these two together, the interface between the beautiful world of Dharma in our mind and the, we might say, harsh reality of daily life. We don't need to reject our daily life. We don't need to reject society or our family. We don't need to give up work. Right? We do all of these things, and we follow always according to social conventions. This is so important. For bodhisattvas, it's so important outwardly, external behavior, to follow social conventions so that we don't make people feel awkward by our faith. They don't even need to know. Shantideva says, he uses examples like a stork, or what is it, a thief in the night. We leave no trace. We act in the world. We benefit the world. We, as we'll see in the last session, we're not expecting any acknowledgement. We're not expecting even recognition. We're certainly not expecting praise. Just quietly, we act without leaving any trail. This Bodhisattva's way of life.